It's The Huddle. Powered in part by Reuben James, Main Street Burlington, RJSBurlington.com, Able Paint, Glass, and Flooring. You need it, they've got it. They are Able, AbleVT.com. And by Agave Taco and Tequila Casa, Maple Tree Place, Williston. Order online at AgaveVT.com. And by Grazer's Restaurant, go beyond the burger, Maple Tree Place, Williston. And inside the 14th Star Brewery in St. Albans. Order online at Grazer'sVT.com. Now, it's The Huddle on 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com, the 101.3 The Game app, and video streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/1013thegame.
Good afternoon, you're in The Huddle, 101.3 The Game, all on a count of four. Internal Levin's here. DJ's here. Rich is here. Artie's here. How you doing today, handsome?
That sounded like it might have hurt.
No, I'm good. Wow. Man. I'm good. Good weekend. Everything good?
Oh, my gosh. Was it fantastic.
What did you do?
I ran. I drank. I Ubered.
Oh, you did a little of everything. Yeah. You got everything in there.
Yes. Fortunately, the drinking and the Ubering weren't in that order.
Yeah. So. I still got my wife working downstairs, so...
I've still got my wife working downstairs.
Painting, shellacking, you know.
I understand the video game showed up.
The video game showed up. I have her carrying it downstairs. They're only like 350 pounds, so I said, get them downstairs before I get
home.
You
have your wife carrying a giant golden tee video game cabinet downstairs.
It's only 13 steps, TJ. It's not that long.
On her back? I mean, she's only 90 pounds.
Yeah, it's going to be tough getting that on her back, but whatever, she'll figure it out. I just wanted it home by the time I got there so I could play with it, you know what I mean? Yeah. What? What?
You're just a hideous human
being. Am I hideous? Why am I hideous?
I don't know. It's not really that obvious from the things you say.
I brought in the...
Who would ever think he was hideous?
I brought in the carpet. What do you want from me? I'm doing stuff. Yeah, I'm doing stuff too.
Carpet's pretty heavy.
You better believe it.
You
is.
Mean the welcome rug?
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Welcome rug?
Yeah.
You guys are more than welcome to come by the house and look through the windows and stuff, but that's about it. It's not like I'm going to invite you in or anything like that.
He wanted us to think he was carrying a giant roll of carpeting down the stairs.
That's what,
what he actually was carrying was the little rug that you put in front of the doorway.
It was more samples. They were little squares.
1 by 1 foot.
Yeah, they were little squares, that's why.
So... All right, so you've got yourself a man cave. Is it done?
It's got to finish.
The 900 televisions are up.
It will be done this week. So,
are the TV? Have you watched the TVs yet?
They're up, but they're not.
The people three blocks down the street watched
TVs yet? They're up on the wall. We haven't turned them on. We're waiting to we have to finish things up. Beth's got to finish sawing some stuff and do some carpentry, and then when she's done with that, she got a few more projects to get done. Hopefully she'll get it all done this week.
And it'll be done because it'll be under your expert supervision.
Look what you're doing. You're making it worse for me right now. My wife.
No, I'm not. All you have to do is open your mouth.
No, my wife is texting us. Instead of texting us, she should be working. All right? She doesn't have 5 minutes to take as a break, Rich. She's got to be working, not texting us. She goes, I'm a great delegator. We are hiring movers to move those beasts downstairs. I told her no. I'm not wasting $7 or $8. Carry it down yourself.
I'd have come over.
What is wrong with you?
I'd have come over and done it for you.
Yeah, I'm not wasting money like that.
$500. I would have done it.
I would just come over and done it because I'm a good guy.
Yeah, you can't pick that up. It's too heavy for you. My wife can do it, though.
The 80 pounder can do it.
Yeah, the 80 pounder can do it.
But the 180 pounder can't.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see you falling down the stairs and then suing me or something like that. I can't get up.
Well, or
I'm falling. I'm horrible.
Not that you're 180 now, but since the diet starts tomorrow, you will be soon.
The diet does start tomorrow.
Yes.
You know what's so funny is I'm going to help you start your diet.
Okay.
I did something for you today.
What did you do?
I did something for all of us today.
Yeah?
I called the Nike headquarters.
You called who?
Nike headquarters.
Oh.
In Oregon.
You got me an endorsement deal?
I said, we are on Twitch. We would like to get some clothing endorsements.
Mm-hmm.
I go, there's four of us. I would go, we used to have a fat intern who's lost a bunch of weight, so maybe you could send them some like running stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I go, we currently have a big boned, what's the word I'm looking for, Rich?
The maiden host, Arnie?
Yeah, big boned. No, I'm talking about TJ.
Oh, I thought you meant yourself.
Do I look big boned?
Yeah.
So if I'm big boned, what's TJ then?
He's He's
bigger bone.
Bigger bone.
So I said, anyway.
Anybody got any cheesy poops?
I said, send them some clothes. 5XL won't be too small, too big. Wow. So
5XL.
I was looking at you.
Is that, does that exist?
Well, that's kind of like my sweater, which was 3XL and barely fits my wife. Remember the one I ordered from Shanghai?
Yes, that's what I do with my with my neck when I have to put it.
I'm not wearing 5XL.
So anyway, I
5XL.
I left a message, and we'll see if they get back to me.
Okay.
No, right. I'm serious. You think I'm kidding?
No, I don't think you're kidding.
Oh, look, Intern 11 thinks I'm kidding. Look at that. Intern 11 thinks I'm kidding. I'm gonna have to shut you guys up.
He's a little squirrely.
Where did it say I called? The third call there. Where did it, what town is that?
802.
What, it says the town.
I can't say.
Look at the damn town. Read.
You make him get up for this.
Beaverton, Oregon.
Is that where Nike is?
That's where Nike is.
I believe he spoke with some guy named Phil Knight. Was that
right? No, he's not alive anymore.
So you called the Foot Locker in Beaverton, Oregon.
Nike.
Phil Knight's not alive?
No, he's not alive anymore. I don't think he is. Is he alive? I don't think he is.
He called the Foot Locker in Beaverton, Oregon, and he said, can I talk to your guy who sells the most Nike shoes?
Kevin brought up a good point. I didn't bring this up. You should have told Nike that you are a Hall of Fame inner tube water polo player.
There you go. That's what I would have done.
I mean, I don't want to embellish
That's
it.
That's what I would have done.
There's no Hall of Fame, but there's no doubt if there was one, I'd be in it.
Yeah, forget working that deal with Cam Newton. Arnie Spanier is where you need to be, Nike.
Though my biggest regret is we never did win the inner tube championship, co-ed water polo.
Well, how could you not win when you were the only team?
No, we had other teams. There was a bunch of teams.
There was actually other teams?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There were like 16 teams or something like that. It was a big sport in Arizona. We went to the University of Arizona. It was hot. We wanted to get in the pool,
That's
you know?
That's true.
I mean, my goodness. Did you see the plane in Denver?
I can barely even talk about it. You know how horrified I am of flying and just heights in general. I can barely go over bridges. That was the most... I would literally never survive that. Well, they would have had to have picked me up on a gurney and taken me somewhere.
Before we do that, the rings, the big metal rings that go around the engine or whatever it is, they fell in somebody's yard. They won't give it back. They're trying to sell it for like $20,000.
Ah, America.
But it's not theirs. That's like part of an investigation.
I'm pretty sure the FAA is going to have something to say about that.
The FAA already said you're not selling it. They said, well, we'll sell it to you. And the FAA is like, no, we'll take it from you because that's not yours. That's part of
sell an airport part. How desperate for money can you be?
That's like worth $20,000.
Can you imagine being on a plane and hearing this?
Mayday, mayday, United 328 Heavy, mayday, mayday aircraft. Denver departure, United 328 Heavy, mayday aircraft. Just experienced a engine failure, need a turn immediately.
There's a big boom, the kind of sound you don't want to hear when you're on an airplane. And I instantly put my shade up, and I was pretty frightened to see that the engine on my side was missing.
A wife and I were sitting inside the house. We heard this big bang, and then all of a sudden there was a bang and a crash. This object just rolls right in front of our house, right out the front window, trying to figure out what it is. And as soon as I open the door, I go, uh-oh, it's an engine part.
Oh, he knew right away.
Meanwhile, you're looking for the bodies on the ground all around your house. I cannot think, other than dangling from a bridge in my car, I can't think of a more horrifying thing.
By the way, that part you're talking about, that's called a cowling, an
is
engine
it
cowling. It's the outer piece.
I would try to sell it for $100,000.
Yeah. By the way, Shane brings up a point which I had forgotten to say. People, Arnie has now killed Ric Flair and Phil Knight.
Yeah, I thought for sure Phil Knight was dead.
Oh, he's very alive. He's 82.
Yeah, but I didn't bring that in as breaking news like I did with Ric Flair.
That's true.
We almost had a funeral right on the air for Ric Flair.
That's true.
We were talking about it before the show today. I was convinced that, Mrs. Partridge was gone.
Yeah, I thought she was dead, too.
Shirley
She's still
Jones
alive.
Is still with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what we talk about as we plan the show out.
So anyway, the Denver plane, can you imagine being on something? I told you, I was on a plane that was landing in Chicago, and the pilot, right before we landed, it was a great flight, right before we landed, he punched it back up. And that plane shook, and it shook hard. He had to turn it to get it back up. I didn't even know if we were going to make it. And that thing shook like I'd never been on a plane before. I never felt that. And he told us, he goes, I had to put it back up in the air because I don't think the guy in front of me left me enough room to land.
I can't even.
Gosh.
Did you ever see the movie, The Twilight Zone, and the one where John Lithgow?
The Gremlin.
The Gremlin eating at the engine?
Yes.
That was I had nightmares about that episode for weeks.
John
Lithgow. He was great.
He was. He was absolutely great.
Just losing his mind.
That's probably the most iconic episode of the Twilight Zone.
No, I'm terrified if Captain Sully is my Sullenberg. Is that his
name? I kind of want him as my pilot.
Yeah, but I don't want to land in the Hudson River. You know what I mean?
Well, if he's flying, then you don't have to worry about it.
Have you ever seen that airport? Where the hell is it?
Where they land right on the beach, practically?
Yes.
They miss by like 20 feet.
I'm like, holy
people standing on the fence line. They're getting blown over by jet engines and stuff.
Some island. It's St. Croix.
St. Croix.
There's the same thing like that in Catalina where you land on top of an island.
I can't stand it.
That is scary. I was in a plane one time with just my buddy Christian. It was just a two-seater plane.
A new name.
Yeah, well, he was another one of my fraternity brothers.
Oh, tell us about Christian.
It's a two-seater, and I knew there was a problem. Right before we get on the plane, he looks at me, and he goes, "That's a nice jean jacket you're wearing." You know, those back then it was favorable, you know, those.
Well, because you were such a stud.
Well, he goes, "Can you take that off?" I'm like, "Why would I take off my jacket?" He goes, "I don't know if we have enough weight. We might be too much weight." I go, "And this two-pound jacket is going to make a difference?" I go right there. I knew there was a problem. We're up there, and no BS. He's drinking Jack Daniels while we're flying and smoking. You know what?
So would I be.
That's not good.
I had such a panic attack. I almost said, "Just put it down on the freeway." No, I'm serious. I go, "Just put it down on the freeway."
Turbulence absolutely freaks me out.
I flew from Gainesville, Florida, one time and landed in the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre International Airport. In Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Is that a bad one?
It's on top of a mountain. The wind just swirls around it. And we came up over the top of this mountain and caught a wind shear. And we were 50 feet off the ground. And I was sitting in the window seat and I was staring at pavement. And I don't know how the pilot straightened it out, but somehow he landed that thing. But we all thought we were dead.
Oh, I started a little problem on an airplane once.
I have no doubt of it.
I was in Dallas,
yeah,
and I was flying to meet my wife in Buffalo. I got up early.
The piano mover?
No, not in Buffalo. Actually, in Canada. Ready? And but I'm flying to Buffalo, then I'm going to cross the border. I'm in my seat. I'm relaxed. I probably had a Bloody Mary. I'm asleep now before we even take off, and the flight's full. It's kind of quiet, and I jump up and I yell, "I got to get off the plane."
Oh, you're that guy.
"I got to get off the plane."
So you panicked everybody. Why?
And the guy looks at me and is like, "Are you okay? I think you had a nightmare." I said, and I thought to myself, "No, I am not. I got to get off the plane. I forgot my passport." So it would have been a waste of time to go up there. So everybody thought like I was just drunk or there was something wrong with me. And they were going to call the police. They had to get the police to escort me off. And find out why I was so adamant about getting off the plane.
Your wife just texted in. Yeah. That's a true story.
Yeah, I'm like, "I got to get off the plane. Get me off now." If you were on that plane, you'd be pretty panicked also.
You ever see Final Destination? I couldn't even watch the whole thing. It was about a plane crash that was just going to happen.
There's a bunch of them. My buddy does those movies.
It was terrible. The first hour of that movie is horrifying.
Remember I told you I did the...
Half hour.
The movie I did with... what's her name?
That narrows
Bernadette
it down.
Bernadette Fusco.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's not her name, but the
whatever
one
her name is. The one who jumped your bones.
Gina Lola Brigida.
Shut up. The guy.
Raquel Welch.
The guy that does those movies does Final Destination.
Phyllis Diller.
Shut up. I was supposed to be in the one with the racetrack where people die in the racetrack.
Oh, yeah. The whole thing is nothing but death.
Oh, I was supposed to be. He goes, "We will kill you. It will be great."
And yes. You know how many people will rejoice?
I couldn't do that movie. But he does the same. I was going to be in the one with the racetrack. It was going to be great. Absolutely great.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have loved to do that. Would have been great. A horror film like that. That would have been awesome. I would have loved that.
Kevin's calling you out. "Really, Arnie? You took a plane to Catalina? The ferry from Long Beach takes like a half an hour."
Yeah, I know, but we take flights. We have the private plane.
He's trying to get out of this.
No, we have a private plane. Oh, you see, my wife even mentioned the guy's name. Warren Zide is his name. Z-I-D, not Zion. So, yeah, that's the name for the Final Destination guy. You have to look it up, Richard. I mean, could you imagine they were going to, like, take a screwdriver and put it through my eyeball or something like that?
Somebody's going crazy about the UVM loss on Friday, which I don't think happened. Oh, yeah, it was Friday.
Yeah, it was Friday.
But he's pretty much writing them off, and he's texting us a lot.
He said Vermont is projected as a 16 seed to play-in game. Terrible loss on Friday.
Yeah.
Well, just let's get in, man. So pump the brakes there.
Vermont basketball was horrible. I watched the game on the WB. Gee, thanks for listening. And you can tell your Catamounts are in trouble. And that's a different texter.
Wow.
Our Canadian friends are all over us today. Not in a bad way, but they're out there.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's start with this. A busy show today. Fresh week. You want to be part of the show? Jump on in. Town Fair Tire, text line 802-655-6672. I want to start with this, Rich. Today is the 41st anniversary.
Yes.
Of the most inspirational, biggest sporting event win for the United States in my lifetime. Matter of fact, the biggest win in any sport by any team my lifetime. I still get chills listening to this. I still get teary-eyed listening and watching this. It's absolutely incredible. Play it for us.
11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Unbelievable. Ugh. Yeah, Al Michaels, man. He was a nobody at that time, too.
But we had just lost to Russia like 10-1 in Madison Square Garden 3 weeks before or something like that.
Do you believe in miracles?
Unbelievable.
Yep. That one will stay with Al Michaels forever. He can't go anywhere without being reminded of that call.
That just got us into the finals.
Yes, it did. They had to beat Finland the next day.
And that was, what, a 3-2 game or 4-2 game or something like that?
Yeah, it was close. But I remember everybody thinks that beating the Russians was the gold medal. That was not the gold medal game. And it wasn't even on television.
No, it was tape delayed.
I remember hearing about it at 11 o'clock in the morning where I was living at the time in Norwich, Vermont.
Yes.
Yeah.
How incredible. And when my son went to play hockey there, I went to see all the pictures.
Oh,
and
it's a great place.
Oh, it just gives you goosebumps.
Lake Placid is an awesome place, and it's so close.
It was unbelievable. You know, before we came to Rice, so we were looking at, what is it called, the Northwood School or whatever it is up there?
Yep.
Unbelievable school.
Yeah, they got a serious hockey program there.
Jeez. Incredible. You got Kurt Russell with the speech. Let me hear that.
Great moments are born from great opportunity, and that's what you have here tonight. That's what you've earned here tonight. One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9, but not this game. Not tonight. Tonight, we skate with them. Tonight, we stay with them. And we shut them down because we can. Tonight, we are the greatest hockey team in the world. You were born to be hockey players, every one of you. And you were meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
I want to go play now.
I want to throw my skates on and find a brick wall to go through.
I love that. I love that.
I forgot how good he did the Canadian accent.
Oh, he was fantastic.
He was really good in that movie. I remember thinking, oh, it's a Disney silly. It's going to be silly and, you know, it's going to be a 1.5 star. It was great. And he was really good in it.
Now, some of the stuff about the team, Mike Ruzioni was the last man to make the team, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he was voted captain. I guess Herb Brooks hated Ruzioni, right? Is that right, Rich? Is that the way
don't recall. I saw the movie and I loved it.
Well, it wasn't in the movie. Or they just behind the scenes, I guess. Coach Brooks did not like Ruzioni, so the team decided to vote him captain to kind of stick it to Brooks a little bit too.
Which team would win in a match? A team being coached by the U.S. Hockey or national team, or Gordon Bombay and the Mighty Ducks? I'm just asking. Because I think Goldberg's got the stick in
that. Yes, he does. He does. You know. That was just so great. I can't believe it was 41 years ago.
I can't either. What happened?
I was 16 years old. How about that?
If you were 16, I must have been 18.
Wow. Unbelievable.
19. Depressing.
That is that to me is like one of the best wins we'll ever experience in our lifetime. We talked about that for so long. It was just absolutely incredible.
And it's so funny because I hopefully will again soon. Lake Placid's a place I spend a lot of time in. It's just a spectacular place, but it's just tiny.
The whole town is basically
one street.
Yes. Yes.
I was 7.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Thanks. Just for that, I'm going to read one of the texts. from Peter in Williston. Can TJ Michaels lose weight? Do you believe in miracles?
Wow.
Yes.
Oh.
From Peter in Williston. I wasn't going to read it.
You know, Jim Craig wasn't even that great of a goalie.
Oh, stop. He killed UVM when he was with BU.
He played well in that game, but if you look at him compared to some of the goalies now, Rich.
Well, he wasn't very good in the NHL, but when he was at BU, you could not get the puck past him. Because I remember I was living in Boston. Every time UVM came to play BU or BC or Northeastern, we'd all pile up and go to the game. And they could not get the puck past Jim Craig.
First time texter, my freshman year college roommate was from Lake Placid. His father was a general manager at the local motel. He had a job during the Olympics driving people around various venues because he knew that the area while he was in the stands for the miracle. Oh, he was in the stands for the miracle on ice. How great.
That would have been incredible.
That's absolutely fantastic.
Last time I was in that arena, I was introducing Bryan Adams, and I was so scared I forgot to say the one thing the manager told me I had to say.
Merch available at the end of the show?
He said, whatever you do, don't forget to say his record company.
Oh, Atlantic Recording Artist.
Atlantic Recording Artist Bryan Adams. And I got there at the Lake Placid Arena in front of 7,000 people and said, hi, here's Bryan Adams.
It's like, I introduced Hall & Oates on stage one time, and they said, it's not Hall & Oates. It's Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Wow.
Did you remember?
Yeah.
Okay, because I just freaked out. I couldn't be in it. And they had a spotlight on me. The place is going nuts. It's like, oh, that's not Bryan Adams. Who's that?
I rode in a limousine with Bryan Adams and Richard Marks at the same time.
Wow, you're starting to sound like
Arnie. You're a big shot, man. Yeah. Look at that.
Well, back when I did music radio.
You were quite the big shot.
Yeah. Little known fact, it was also 41 years ago today that TJ Michaels said the diet starts tomorrow.
Wow, he is getting on you, Peter.
He says, we kid because we care.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Some of us kid because we just want to bust balls. The rest of us care.
Hey, today is George Washington's birthday, too, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just saying.
Is there a joke coming here?
There's not a joke.
Okay,
it's just George Washington's birthday.
I was waiting for some crappy joke.
No.
Did he get some new teeth from Martha?
No. Just today's George Washington's birthday.
Who did we play for the gold medal? They want to know was
Finland. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was absolutely incredible. Yeah, I hear that all the time. I see the speech. You get goosebumps from it. Quite the... quite a remarkable experience for that team.
I just every time I go to Lake Placid, I just can't believe that tiny little place put on an Olympics twice, no less. Not once, but twice.
Saw the game live on CBC over in the Adirondacks.
Nice.
Still can remember the shock on my old man's face when he walked into the room and realized the Americans were actually winning.
Yeah.
Usually, like the people in the stands, and you look at some of them like, wow, you could tell it was a long time ago what they're wearing and how they look and stuff like that.
The hairstyles.
Oh, it's unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. You're right, though. It's a small town, but it's a great town.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fantastic.
Great.
It's hard to listen to that clip and not get emotional.
Oh, no. I mean, I swear. We will always talk about that.
It's been a tough weekend for some of us. And you know, Kim and Kanye got divorced.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew you were going to get to that.
Trying to hold it together.
By the way, the Olympics were our best moment and our worst moment.
Yeah, the Israeli?
Basketball. No, the basketball. That well, too, that was horrible. That's a tragedy.
Yeah, that wasn't an American thing, obviously, but they were there.
The American Russian basketball game.
I still laugh about that.
My idea was the best when we started sending pros. I said we should have sent two people from that team to every Olympics afterwards so they could get a gold medal.
Right, whether they're 80 or not.
Do you know that team that lost to the Russians in that game still have not picked up their silver medal?
Good.
It's in a safety deposit box in Switzerland, and some players that were on the team have it in their wills that their kids and grandkids cannot collect it either, that they will never collect that silver medal.
It was such a farce.
Three times they inbounded that ball, Rich.
Yep.
Three damn times they stole. Twice they didn't make the layup. The third time, though, they made the layup to cheat us.
They just decided that somehow, no matter how it presented itself, that the Russians were going to win that game. It was already, the fix was in.
Three times.
I know.
Unbelievable. First time text, I remember the send-off at the Plattsburgh Air Force Base. They actually let us on the flight line, and back then, it was almost impossible to get on the base.
Wow.
Shane said, speaking of small towns back in the 60s and 1960, 1980 gold medal hockey teams, had a player from War Road, Minnesota, population of less than 2,000.
Yeah, a lot of the team was either BU and BC kids or it was Minnesota kids.
Mm. Mark from Burlington, my dad and older brother worked at the Lake Placid at a restaurant.
Wow.
Al Michaels came in every day with members of the USA team.
Wow.
The Friday morning, Herb Brooks came in and signed about to make history, USA, on a napkin. It is framed now, and a copy of it is at the New York Sports Museum.
I was going to say, that's worth a fortune.
He passed away how long ago, Herb Brooks?
Oh, what was it? 8 years ago, maybe?
In a car accident, right?
I think it was. Let me check.
A one-person car accident.
Yep.
I think he, like, fell asleep at the wheel or something like that.
I'll have an answer in a second.
That was tough.
He died in 2003.
Wow.
Wow, so
wow. That was 18, a long
time. What did I say? Seven?
Yeah,
eight.
That was a long time ago.
I have a friend who has a hockey stick that is signed by every member of that team, and the last person he had to get was Herb Brooks, and he got him.
Wow.
Shortly before he was killed in that
Wow.
Yep. August 11th, 2003 in Forest Lake, Minnesota.
Well, that's a long-ass time ago. Unbelievable.
What, a year or two ago? Oh, wait. It's 2021, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Yeah, one car. I think his car just went off the side of the road. But yeah, 1980 USA team. Quite
on this day.
Unbelievable. 41 years ago. You want to comment on that? 802-655-6672. So go ahead and jump on in. By the way, what did you make of the Bruins? How about that?
Woo!
Huh? You like that? 7-3, and don't blink because they put up three goals in like a minute and a half. That was fantastic.
Look, everybody's given the NHL crap for going to a sunny place like Tahoe. That was the coolest thing. I was a little pessimistic, although I love Tahoe and try to go there every spring to ski and be with my daughter. It won't happen this year, but it's an amazing place. But I just didn't quite understand why they were sending two Eastern teams all the way out there to play by a lake. And then you saw the venue. And I've got to hand it to NBC. They did a great job of setting the scene of that game. I don't know if you watched the broadcast, but 50% of the stuff they were showing had nothing to do with the
game.
Right. It was the mountains. It was all these great. I mean, obviously, they had drones going everywhere, and they had incredible sight lines.
It wasn't an ideal situation. First of all, I don't know if you know this, had the first game gone two periods, that's it, game over. That would have been a final.
Is that right? I didn't know that rule.
Well, if it was tied at the end of that, they either would have each gotten a point, or they would have gone to the shootout, and it would have been final after two periods. So that was the first thing. Two, what was it, Vegas and...
Vegas and... Colorado. And those cool Nordique throwbacks.
They play like today, or they played the next day in Vegas, or I don't remember where it was. So they could have just picked it up. They didn't have to play that night.
Right.
But they already had it going, so why not? The Bruins game was fantastic. The offense was just clicking. I loved at the end where Pasta said, I'm freezing. I got to get out of here. But it was cool jerseys. I love
the reverse retros.
Yeah, is that what it is? I was going to say it was like dark.
And, well, Colorado wins the day for me with those uniforms.
Those Colorado?
They wore the Quebec Nordiques shirts, including the Florida Lees around the waist, but in Avalanche colors. It was really cool.
Well, and it was beautiful, but you think about all the logistics that went into building the rink outdoors, building the locker room, setting up broadcast cameras, flying in teams, broadcasters, booking premium TV slots, and nobody considered, hey, what happens if it's sunny?
Yeah.
It's sunny all the time out there. And they either get 3 feet of snow or they have five straight days of sunshine.
The internet was not kind.
Yeah, but
I mean, it was ugly.
We can get sun here, and I don't see Lake Champlain cracking or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Well, there's no ice on Lake Tahoe. It's way too deep.
Comment from the internet. In the NHL's defense, finally getting the entire country's attention with an impressive event only to cancel it 20 minutes later because of sun. I'd assume that would have been too on the nose to happen in real life.
But now they've opened up a whole cool thing here now, because it doesn't mean it has to be in a baseball stadium or a football stadium as much. Just put it in the most beautiful locations. You can play an NHL. They just prove you can play an NHL game in absolutely any venue.
I mean, how about putting it where that tennis court is in Dubai? You ever seen that tennis court?
No.
Google the tennis court on the Dubai rooftop. It will scare the hell out of you. There's no boundaries.
Oh, I think I have seen that.
You could fall off the side. You're dead.
Yeah.
Okay, I won't do that. Yeah. But, I mean, I think about all the different places you could now play hockey and have an NHL game.
The other one from the internet was, the NHL should simply build a structure around the rink to block the sun, perhaps enclose it, add some air conditioning to keep the ice cold.
Hey, who would have thought that?
it was pretty comical. Like, I mean, you could tell the last 5 minutes of that first period in the Avs game with Vegas was people were just falling for no what appeared to be from a distance no reason.
Next year they're going to be doing the game at Lake Louise, Alberta. This is a first time caller.
Wow, let's hope.
Yeah, you want to do that?
That is the single most beautiful place I've ever been in my life. Lake Louise, Alberta.
I thought Tahoe was the most beautiful place you've ever been.
No. Lake Louise is beyond.
How far is that from here?
Lake Louise?
Yeah.
Well, that was a good flight. That took a while. It's north of Calgary.
Oh.
I've been to Lake Louise when I went on my honeymoon.
And you hated it.
I hated it.
How is it possible Banff is the most beautiful town on this planet.
Banff, Lake Louise.
Yes.
Was it Calgary?
Yeah, they're all north of Calgary.
Yeah, yeah.
Cranmore.
Worst week and a half of my life.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, I like getting married and going on a honeymoon, but
how can you have a bad time?
I would have liked Hawaii a lot better. There was nothing to do other than drink water.
How can you have a bad time on your honeymoon?
No, I had a good time on my honeymoon, but
why didn't you go to Micronesia?
Yeah, I could have done that. No, what are you gonna do? How much water do you want to look at? Well, that's good. After 20 minutes, I'm done. Now I got two more weeks of this crap? Icebergs and water?
Get me out of here. It's the same way I feel about mountain climbing.
Wow.
So, I don't get it.
And hiking.
Okay.
You've seen them all.
That was the way I was at the Grand Canyon. I was absolutely beyond stunned for two hours.
Exactly.
And then it was like,
okay,
all right, it's a hole in the ground.
Exactly.
It's still beautiful, but I'm still seeing the exact same thing.
Yeah, somebody just said Lake Louise is the most beautiful place in the world.
It absolutely is,
yeah,
Arnie.
For 15 minutes.
Ah.
When I was a kid, my
parents. 15 minutes.
When I was a kid, my parents took me to Plymouth Rock.
The worst.
I have never been so underwhelmed in my life.
That is the worst.
I'm like, really?
There is nothing more historically overrated than Plymouth Rock. I agree with you. You literally look into a pit and it's a rock.
Yeah. Great. I mean, really, just some of the places we go, and it's beautiful there. 2 weeks in the Canadian Rockies.
Well, you don't ski. That's a problem.
It was in the summertime.
Did you water ski?
It's September.
Would have rather been.
You
with,
said it was the summertime.
Well, September. I got married in September.
Would have rather been with the Griswolds, looking at the largest ball of cheese.
Yes,
or whatever.
Exactly.
String.
Exactly.
I guess if you don't ski, I could see Lake Louise would be boring after 2 weeks. I was there for
a week,
and all I did was ski the whole time.
Yeah,
go to Bruins games in Calgary and Edmonton.
Yeah, no, there was
so
none
I was
of that.
Never bored.
Yeah, none of that going on.
We went on a cruise with my kids, a Disney cruise, about 4 years ago. I've determined that I love cruising, and I love to go on cruises, but after about 3 days, you can't take anymore. You're just like, I've done it. It's enough.
Never been on a cruise.
It's time to get off the boat.
I don't need to get infections.
You know,
I can go ahead and do that here. I don't need to go ahead and get whatever they're passing around on that boat.
Cruising's cheap right now.
I promise you on that.
2022, when they start taking
it. I'm sure it is.
It's real cheap.
802-655-6672. If you want to go ahead and jump on in, we'll come back. Got to get to the Celtics a little bit. They're not looking too good. And Cam Newton gets heckled. Wait till you hear this. All that's next. You're in the huddle. 1:01 through the game.
This show has been great. But remember, if you miss any of it, the full show podcast is available each day on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And on the free 101.3 The Game app. Never miss a second of the huddle on 101.3 The Game.
This one's done. This might become a small part of Pelicans lore. Biggest comeback, 24 points. They win it 120-115. The largest comeback in franchise history. During Mardi Gras week. How about that?
How about that? Good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle. 1:01 the game. That was a fun game yesterday.
That's the closest I've coming to throwing my recliner right out the window.
Wow.
And I live on the top floor.
Real quick, we got to catch up on the Tough Red Tire text line real quick. Nathan and Wilson watched the game, reminded me a bit of Mystery Alaska, talking about the Bruins game. You've never seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
You would like that. It's a pretty fun hockey movie. Nothing great. Markel here from where, Rich?
Oh, Markel from Quebec, one of our new buddies north. Yeah.
I've been to Lake Louise many times. It's a glacier lake. If you appreciate the earth, Lake Louise is the greatest place on earth. Arnie, you actually have to walk to see it all, so maybe that's why you didn't like it. That could be a reason.
Guessing he's probably right.
First time texter, Vermont basketball is done. What a horrible team.
It's just one guy with nothing to do.
Wow.
It's a little harsh.
Peter says maybe Danny Ainge's job should be on the line. He said the Celtics aren't good enough. He's gotten a free pass since the Big Three era. Yeah, there's a lot of people. Somebody's got to take the blame here, Rich. We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, that was a pretty atrocious performance in the second half yesterday.
Did Arnie just disrespect what is likely the world's most beautiful nature wonder? He probably read the map wrong and went to the wrong lake.
It's pretty hard to get the map wrong in Alberta, but how could you? I just don't understand how you could not be have your breath taken away by Lake Louise, Alberta. It's stunning.
I'm a man. It's football season in September. You know, I don't have time for Banff and Lake Louise and glaciers, okay? I don't have that.
Did your lovely bride have a good time, despite having to be with you?
She got married to me. Of course, she had the time of her life. What's wrong with you? What the hell's wrong with you? She was ecstatic.
And now she's dragging refrigerators around.
Exactly.
The concierge at the hotel was a guy named Chip.
Yeah, she seemed to have a pretty good time.
That was my biggest mistake in life when my wife goes, "Where do you want to go on our honeymoon?" I said, "I don't care." Should have demanded Hawaii.
Hey, all. Harry from Winnipeg here. Missed your show on Friday. Arnie, be careful what you say about Canada. Your entire fan base is from Canada.
Wow.
Starting to wonder on the text line.
Wow.
By the way, you did radio in Dallas for a while.
Yes,
right?
I did. Yes. Why?
Were you watching the power grid stuff this weekend with all of that going on?
I saw that. A lot of people had problems out there. It was absolutely horrible.
They were saying they were seconds away from a total collapse in Dallas of the power grid.
Really?
But they said they're Cowboys fans, so they're used to things totally collapsing.
Saw that one coming.
Wait a minute. Let me.
Thank you.
It's a weak bell, Rich. That's
very
a weak.
Weak.
Yeah, very weak there.
Yeah. Beth, your wife, says Arnie was preoccupied because he knew he was getting fired when we got back.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now the truth
they
comes
always
out.
Do that, man.
Yeah. I was going, well, we knew I was getting fired when I was coming back, but somebody tipped me off. But it was the best thing that ever happened. I told you.
Right, so now you can work here.
No. It wasn't. It was so long ago. It was, you know, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And but I knew that they owed me $150,000 on a one-year contract.
On your contract, yeah.
So when they tried to tell me they were going to move me to midnight to 6, and I was prepared for it, I said, "You're not going to do that because my attorney says that we can take you to court, and there's no doubt we'll see what you're trying to do." I go, "But I'm a man about this. I'll come back tomorrow at 5 o'clock to pick up my check for $75,000. I'll take half of it." And they bought it. They actually gave me a check for $75,000 to go away.
You were Carson Wentz before Carson Wentz.
Can you believe that? I came back and there was the damn check. I said, "You know what? This getting fired thing isn't all that bad, Rich." $75,000. I got a job like a week later.
Always nice starting a new week by listening to you guys. Chimes in Justin from Colchester. Great job, guys. You too, Flabio.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm just going to start next week. Starting a week from today, Rich, is the big day I get on the treadmill.
A week from today?
A week from today, because the studio, my downstairs, will be done by this Friday.
Okay, so you're going to start running in a week, and you're going to start dieting tomorrow.
Who said anything about running? I just said walking fast first. Just slow down there, you know?
The diet, it starts tomorrow.
Excellent.
Yeah.
It's me again. Rich is going on holiday. I love the way he says it's me again, and he has no name. Empty radio seat, he's available. So
what the hell? Oh, you mean when you go on vacation?
Yes, in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm sure you're the first person we'll call.
Well, at least we have his number.
Arnie's fan base is in the French-speaking part of Canada because they can't understand what he's saying.
None of us can. Don't worry.
Yeah, I speak French also. I'm bilingual. You guys know that.
All these Winnipeg people.
Well, yeah, Adrian from Winnipeg.
Literally a quarter of the texts we've gotten to this show for the last 2 weeks have been from the Winnipeg Manitoba area.
Today is National Margarita Day. Did you know that?
I love margaritas, but no salt. Can't put salt on the glass.
I would just like to point out that Jimmy Buffett did not waste away in Margaritaville. In fact, he got a little chubbier. Just saying.
And rich.
We should add margaritas on the show today.
We should have.
All right, I've never had one.
Internal Levy, go get us 3 margaritas. I would like a strawberry banana one.
He looks like he's 7. He's not going to be able to order alcohol.
Where can we get a margarita?
Now?
Yeah.
I bet McGillicuddy's down to 5 Corners could bring us.
And I want thick ones. I don't want the yellow ones. I want the ones that are like fruity.
Salt on the rim or sugar?
No salt.
That's good.
No salt.
Because, you know, salt on the rim was designed to be a speed bump for alcoholic moms. That's why they did that. Just saying.
Wait a minute.
It wasn't a joke. I'm just... It's not a joke. Jeez.
We just assume everything you say is
going to be a punchline.
We just look at each other like, what the hell?
It's like, wait a minute, that didn't have a punchline. He must be trying to say something.
Someone said, call Burger Bar. They got great margaritas. Yeah, but I want the thick, you know, the thick, girly kind. Is that okay for me to say, or is that offensive?
Oh, no, everything's offensive.
Okay.
Yes, well, all it takes is one person to be offended, and all hell breaks loose.
I want the thick banana strawberry that's poured in the glass that, you know, with the round, with the, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want.
You going to get a perm, too?
Perm.
I may get a margarita after I get off today. How about that?
Rearrange all 12
Just remember,
of his hairs.
If you swig from the bottle, you're trashy. But if you order 10 margaritas, you're festive.
There you go.
All right.
Justin says, guys, call the Burger Bar. Great margs.
Yeah, I just read that.
And that's, I'm sorry. What is it? 200 feet away?
Yeah, we could do that. It says call or order McGillicuddy's or Applebee's.
Yeah.
Steakhouse in Williston. So I guess you get margaritas at a lot. Maybe I'll just get one on my way home, Rich.
Nick says, yeah, sure. Nick says you clearly want a daiquiri, not a margarita.
Did you see that?
What's the difference between a daiquiri and a margarita?
No idea. All I know is beer.
Did you see the margarita movie?
No, what's that?
Tequila Mockingbird. God.
Come on, Arnie. That's sort of funny.
I love
it. Tyler says, can we have a cricket sound effect for TJ?
Yeah, we got to have a cricket sound effect for him. All right, we'll come back. Do you want to get into some spring training stuff or you don't really care?
I just want to talk about sports at some point. Yeah.
Wow, look at you.
I mean, we could talk about how great the Bruins are and how lousy the Celtics are, but we've kind of done that already.
Well, we haven't talked about how lousy the Celtics are yet.
No, but that was what we were saying we were going to talk about before the commercial. Well, and then
we didn't get to it.
Started talking about Manitoba and Alberta.
And margaritas.
And margaritas.
Did you get the PSA from Johnny Damon this week?
No.
Jail sucks.
Oh, I never would have guessed that.
Yeah.
Well, I've been in jail, so I could have testified to that.
Do I dare ask?
Well, you know, for inciting a riot.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I told you that. Said that one last week.
Yeah, there you go. Sounds like Arnie wants a strawberry banana daiquiri, not a margarita. No, I want a strawberry banana margarita. Why is that so hard to understand? Daiquiri is served frozen with strawberry. Oh, maybe I do want a daiquiri then.
Arnie, I don't know what even that says, but a pedicure with that.
And a coach
purse. And a manicure. Yeah, they're trying to say.
Oh, a mani and a pedicure.
Yeah, they're trying to say that I'm soft because I want to.
Okay.
I will drink that. That's okay. That's fine. You can say I'm soft. I'm okay with that. But I do like that. I'll have the frozen kind and with no salt, I'll tell you that.
You'd be hammered after half of one of those things. You haven't had a drink in 20 years.
No, every Cinco de Mayo, I think I get a margarita. But now I don't have to wait that long. All right, 802-655-6672 if you want to go and jump on in. We'll get to some of the Celtics coming up next. You're in the huddle. What do we point to the game?
That type of stuff is wrong.
If you disagree with us, no sweat. Let us know by calling or texting in at 802-655-6672. It's The Huddle on 101.3 The Game.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in The Huddle, 101.3 The Game. Moving along on this Monday, Ryan says Brad Stevens has the coaching yips. He overthinks everything. He knows what he's doing and has the talent to win more games than he has. He needs an intervention as far as Ainge. He needs to understand the value of assets diminishes if you don't use them to acquire talent.
What have they gotten in return for Gordon Hayward leaving?
They
nothing.
Got nothing. No, but
not that, a thing.
But he left as a free agent. So.
But they got in basically for him in return. They got $28 million trade exception.
Right.
Which they have not used. At some point... Maybe, I don't know, an Andre Drummond who's now not even playing for Cleveland, they're trying to trade him so bad. I mean, people are basically begging to take some of these players. You don't think Drummond would help the Celtics?
Yeah, but you've got to be worried about taking somebody when you know you're not going to win it this year and start taking on more contract, Rich, and start hurting yourself for next year and the year after. You know what I mean? Yeah. You got to know when to wave the white flag if it's not going to happen without telling people, I guess is what I'm saying.
But you have to, I mean, it's sitting right out there. Are you going to just get nothing for Hayward? Are you just not going to use that exception?
Well, you said you could use a little bit of it next year, the carryover. Is that
Does
what
it? I'm not sure about that.
I don't
that.
Know how that works.
But I mean, instead of taking something that's right there for them, they've decided to take nothing and just be 500, apparently.
How do you, I saw that game yesterday.
Ugh.
They blew a 24-point lead.
Yeah, in the
Zion dominated in the second half.
Who did?
There.
Oh, yeah, Zion. Yeah.
I mean, he put a move on Tristan Thompson, knocking him to the ground like he was a rag doll.
Brandon Ingram too. I mean, they just stopped playing defense, and nobody could make a shot in the fourth quarter.
They're like a 6 seed right now.
I don't know. Yes, they are, and they're also 2.5 games out of the 11 seed.
That's insane. The Hawks. That's insane.
I mean, it's everybody's catching them.
My Knicks are a half game behind them. They seriously are. That's insane.
And I understand Kemba Walker is feeling bad about what's going on right now, but you've got to wonder. I mean, he was 5 for 21 yesterday, including 1 for 12 from beyond the arc.
Stop shooting!
At some point, try to do something else for the team. This is what I always say to Marcus Smart. But Marcus Smart doesn't take 21 shots a game. And Jaylen Brown doesn't seem real well either. He had a horrible game yesterday. I think he was 7 for 24 or something like that. I think that knee is bothering him. And Tice has been non-existent for the last few games. I have no idea. I don't know what to tell you about them. You look at a guy like Robert Williams III who comes in, plays about a third of the game, and dominates when he's in there. And you wonder, why don't you have him in there? He had 13 rebounds off the bench last night.
Well, you can't just take a mulligan and not do anything about it.
What do you mean?
Well, you can't just say, okay, well, we finished as a 6 seed, lost in the first round of the playoffs, but we're still not going to fire the coach or make any big trades or pick up anybody big and head into next year with the same thing. It's just not going to cut it, Rich. It's not going to happen.
Well, I agree an intervention might be a good idea. I don't know who's going to intervene. I guess it would have to be Danny Ainge and Wick Grosbeck, the owner of the team. Because this team has way too much talent. Look, is it Brad Stevens' fault that Kemba Walker is shooting 5 for 21 every night? Probably not.
No, it's Danny Ainge's fault because Danny Ainge brought him on in the trade, but then you really didn't have much of a, in the free agency, but you didn't have much of a choice.
I had absolutely no problem with him picking up a 25-point-per-game scorer in Kemba Walker, who has never had any injury history.
You know what they should have done? Picked up James Harden, like I told you.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, he's working out pretty well.
Working out damn well.
Have you seen what Brooklyn's doing out west?
11-1 in teams above 500, 5-0 out on the West Coast.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
And no Kevin Durant.
I'll tell you what. Brooklyn and Toronto, to me, don't look now, but the Raptors are starting to get hot. That team, how that team could start out as they did with that roster was beyond me. And now they're starting to come to life. Look out for the Raptors.
I already said on the air last night, the season's OVER. The Brooklyn Nets have won the NBA championship.
Yeah, you did say that. At least this time you're not lying.
No. I said it last night, too. I go, it's over.
Sort of like the Bruins at 1-1-1.
No, yeah, exactly. Nobody going to beat Brooklyn. They play in the easy conference. They'll be the one seed. They'll cruise right through it, and they'll beat whoever they have to coming out of the West. The Clippers could be a tough matchup. We'll see where Utah is.
Yeah, Utah never loses.
Did you hear what happened to Utah when Anthony Davis was playing for the Lakers right before the injury? Utah was 12-1 to win the NBA championship. When Anthony Davis got hurt, they went down to 3-1 to win the NBA championship. That's insane. Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, they're 24-6. People don't know how good they are because it's the Utah Jazz. Nobody cares out here about the Utah Jazz.
Tony says, I heard the stat, Jaylen Brown, Tatum, Marcus Smart, Kemba Walker, and Daniel Tice have spent entirely of 28 minutes on the floor together. The whole season.
Did you throw Marcus Smart into that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
So yeah,
sure, injuries have hurt. But, and maybe it is why Kemba Walker can't make a shot from anywhere on the basketball floor. Is it because of his knee? I don't know.
He's not healthy, that's
for sure.
But if
he's not healthy, is it better to have him not playing or have him going 5 for 24 every night?
Love the show. How about the NHL expands to Tahoe and Lake Louise?
That would be great.
Shut up. Shut up.
Come on, man. How could you have a lousy time at Lake Louise?
I'd rather put a second team in Toronto or something like that.
How about Quebec City, where they belong? As cool as those throwbacks were for the Avs out in Tahoe yesterday with the Nordiques uniforms, all it did was piss me off thinking that city lost their hockey team. Just ridiculous.
Wade says, I think the Celtics' problem is that they're not scoring more points than the other team. Sorry, I'm a hockey guy. There you go.
Expert analysis right
there. That is expert.
Yeah.
Since the guys brought it up, first time texter, the trade TP carries over in the next offseason.
Okay.
They could use the $28.5 million at once or split it among the multiple moves. They'll also have small exceptions from the moves involving Kanter and who is that? I didn't see.
Ennis Kanter.
Okay.
Who's had a good year, by the way. And whoever, I'll have to look at it. Can you not read? Are you okay over there?
Relax yourself. And what does Henri say from Quebec?
Vincent Poirier, okay, who was useless.
What does Henri say from Quebec?
Top five NHLers of all time. Who you got?
Yeah, Rich will answer that in hour number four. That's going to be coming up in hour number four.
Gretzky.
Start with Gretzky.
Hour one in the books.
Gordie Howe, Bobby Orr.
TJ will tell you what's trending. We'll come back, get you ready for the Power Hour. That's next. You're in the huddle. What do we point to the game?
In the car, on your computer, on your phone, on your Amazon Echo, and video streaming on Twitch. There's always a way to listen to the show.
I think you might want to listen.
It's the huddle on 101.3 The Game.
All right, good evening, everyone. You're in the huddle. What a one point in the game. It is the Power Hour of the show on a Monday, fresh week. So much going on this week.
A hurricane out there. Wild.
Is it that bad out there?
It's very windy today.
Outside?
Yeah, it's wild out.
I know we're having a little bit of snow when I was coming in.
No, I said a hurricane, not snow. I was hanging onto the wheel with both hands today.
By the way, big announcement to be made.
Oh, really?
I'm going to tell everybody right now, as you know, the four of us have been doing the show now for a while. Intern 11, TJ, Rich, myself.
Oh, what is this?
We are going to grow by one.
What?
This week.
Are you pregnant?
Yeah, well, next Monday he starts.
Oh, next Monday.
Yeah.
Who?
Intern 12.
Is that going to be his name, 12?
Well, yes. Unless you can come up with a better, should we call him Intern 12? Should we name him after a number? A letter? Do we just do the next one up? Do we call him like Intern 802? I don't know. We'll take suggestions. Telford Tire text line 802-655-6672. Who is Intern?
I would tell you his name, but you don't want to know his name.
What school is he from? Can you tell us or where he went to school?
UVM.
Okay. I don't think we ever had a UVM.
No, usually have St. Mike's kids.
Yeah. Or other places.
From Brandon High School or what, there's no such thing as Brandon High School.
And this person wants to get into media?
Otter Valley, that's right.
Into radio? Is that what you're telling me? From UVM.
This poor kid's never going to know
what he's a business major.
Jonathan said let Intern 11 decide his nickname.
There you go.
That is a good idea. So Kevin said, how about Hey You? Intern Hey You?
That's funny.
Do you want to name him after a letter, like Intern Z?
That's literally all you call every intern. Hey, you, get me some water.
The letter thing's been done by Men in Black. We can't do that.
Intern to be named later.
Intern to be named Agent, later?
Agent J, Agent K.
I don't know that. No.
Men in Black? You've never seen Men in Black?
Nah.
Will Smith?
Nah. Don't get into
Tommy
those
Lee
movies.
Jones.
Don't get. Wow, look at you.
Well, Jones, look at you.
Wow, look at you.
There's hope. How about the Dirty Dozen, Alex and Moncton?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Should we just just come up with a nickname for him?
This poor kid's never going to go near radio again after you're done with him. I'm surprised any of our interns to this point have decided to continue on with radio.
Most only last like a week.
We can call him Kanye.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't know. Why not? It's like Belushi. Your pledge sound name is Pinto. Why not?
I don't know.
Why not?
One says 12 is good. First time texter says call him Uno Do.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
So why'd you read
dos.
It? Oh, no, Uno Dos.
Uno D-U-E.
Uno Dos. Uno Dos. 1-2. Uno Dos.
Right.
I like that for some reason. That's got a ring to it.
Uno Dos. Yeah.
Intern maybe. Uno Dos.
That's not bad.
Maybe.
How about intern Say Hey Kid?
Intern number 11's all nervous now.
He is. Intern is jealous.
Next intern named the GOAT because 12 is Tom Brady's uniform.
Wow,
number.
So we just call him GOAT? Intern GOAT?
We just call him GOAT.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea.
Are we going to stage fights between intern 11 and intern 12?
Yes. Let me think.
He's such a nasty, aggressive guy.
Let me think about it. Yes.
Yes, yes. Why don't we have a show from 3 to 4 with the interns?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm intern 11. Hi, I'm intern 12.
Right, and you get out of another hour.
We're still 4 to 6.
Oh, okay.
And they do 3 to 4, and we have Champlain Valley game night from 6 to 7. I don't see a problem with that.
Kyle in Colchester, call him Charlie for the old UVM mascot. Oh, is that Charlie Rainhat, the guy with the rain hat that would stand behind the goal?
I don't know.
Well, of course not. You weren't here, but there used to be a guy who was named Charlie Catamount was the mascot, I understand that. But there's also a guy who always had a rain hat behind the opponent's goal, and he rode the goalie the whole time.
Someone said, how about, Anthony said, how about Little Fester?
he has hair.
Poor kid.
Wow. Is he like a tall kid?
He's a pretty tall kid.
Is he like talkative or is he like shy? What kind of?
No, well, he's pretty talkative from what I
that better be talkative in this business.
Can he take crap? Because Rich is going to give him a lot of crap.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Can he catch projectiles thrown at his head at a rapid rate of speed?
Does he know how to
test that?
Does he know how to fill water bottles and make copies? Like Intern 11 does?
Intern 11 and Intern 12 would be better than the Doug Gottlieb show.
Wow. Intern TB12. How about Intern TB12?
There you go. Intern TB12.
I kind of like that.
He's probably
one.
A Giants fan.
It says 5-1 odds on Intern 11 for the fight.
Here's the thing. We mentioned we were getting another intern, and Intern 11's like, yeah, sure, get rid of me. I'm like, we'd never get rid of you, intern number 11.
Put them together, number 11 and number 12 at 3 o'clock.
There you go. Yeah. Intern 11 and a half. You'll be one person.
11 and 12 at 3. How about that?
There you go.
An hour of interns.
I love it. I'd put you guys on TV if I could. Is this guy graduated or is he still going to school, TJ?
Still going to school.
So what is he, a freshman, sophomore? What is he?
I don't know. He's a junior, I think.
Is he a Flatlander? Of course he is. He goes to UVM. Yeah. It
says call him testing, like testing 1-2.
He waits tables on the side over at Texas Roadhouse.
That is the dumbest joke ever, Alex. Leave the jokes to us, please.
Mike says the rain hat guy was Jim Condos. You're kidding me. He's the Vermont Secretary of State. But see? You know, now that I think back, that was a long time ago. That was Jim Condos. I'll be damned.
We could just call him intern and not give him a name. This intern. Like sometimes people will call dog. Come here, dog. Right? Did you see that?
Or you could call him by his name. We haven't even thought of that.
There's people that call their kids baby their whole life. Hey, come here, baby. Because you never named them as a kid.
I haven't called Miranda anything but sweetie for the last 15 years. She must wonder if I even remember her name.
Yeah, exactly. You probably forgot it.
Hey, sweetie.
No, I wouldn't mind just calling him intern. Let him earn his numbers. Let him earn his stripes.
Has 11 earned his numbers yet?
Yeah, well, it's too late now. Nothing we can do about that now. It says if intern 12 is a table server, then the nickname ought to be Garcon.
Garcon.
For your Canadian listeners and
Garcon.
Fans.
Garcon.
Intern Garcon.
Garcon.
I like that. You know, that does
so
have
French.
A ring to it.
Hey, Garcon.
Garcon.
Come here, Garcon. Garcon Wentz.
Oh, Kyle said put ideas on the wheel and spin it for his name.
There you go.
There you go.
TJ, can you do that?
Yeah, we can do that.
Is that tomorrow?
No, that's Wednesday.
Wednesday, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know when it is, but we do it.
You know what else we could do? Because Texas Roadhouse is where he works, you know, to earn money.
Yeah.
We could just call him Awesome Bread. Because they have that awesome bread over at Texas Roadhouse. And you just... Listen, you can't intern here unless you...
Does he really work there?
Yeah.
Is that the tall guy that comes here once a week? No.
No.
So okay. Does this mean he would have access to steak fries with ranch sauce?
Yes.
All right.
I'm not saying that he, you know...
We'll call him anything he wants to be called.
Bonjour, Huddle. Call him after Canada's second language. Intern... Doze? What the hell does that mean?
Doze.
Doze.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Doze, which is what people are doing listening to Arnie.
Scott says first hour split in half, intern 11 with Rich, intern 12 with Arnie, 4 o'clock the huddle, Scott and Virgens. No, we could give the interns their whole hour from 3 to 4. I see no problems
An
with
intern,
that.
Would that be better than Doug Gottlieb?
Wow.
No, I'm asking.
Matt and Grant Allison, how about calling him Tex? I don't know about that.
Now, wait a minute. We got two.
Do that, yeah.
And Chris and Champlain both said the same thing.
At 3 o'clock, it's the intern death match.
So Jeffrey says, I used to work with him at Shaw's in Virgins, where he went to high school.
Oh, so this is a local.
Okay.
This guy.
Intern 12 is
he's a former Virgins Commodore.
I don't know.
Has Jeffrey put it in there? They already know him. You can't do anything wrong in this town. We'll retch out.
We'll find out. We'll find out if he's done anything.
I've done a lot of wrong things in Virgins in my life.
Well, we'll have to figure out what we're going to call him. We'll have to call him something.
Yeah.
Well, we'll come up some name for him. How about the dog from The Jerk?
Oh,
No, I don't think you can name him that.
Wow.
Do you know what that name
is? Yeah,
it
wasn't something we could probably use on the air,
no,
was it?
Well, the first word begins with an S.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah. That was a funny movie.
You can name him Animal after the Muppets.
I thought I'd keep telling you, leave the jokes
it's
to me.
It's not a joke!
Can't you leave the funny stuff to me?
Have you seen the Muppets are in the news?
No, I didn't see that.
They have the Muppet Show, they put it on Disney Plus, the original Muppet Show. You remember 1978, 19 whatever?
No.
You don't remember the original Muppet
what?
Show.
What? Did you not watch Sesame Street?
Luke Skywalker, Johnny
Sesame
Cash.
Rank the interns who finished Arnie's Man Cave. I don't know how that means. And Kevin said it's Hero.
What's Hero?
I don't know what the hell that means anyway. All right, real quick, DJ, tell everybody about the burger card because you've done a really bad job about the burger card.
The burger card?
Yeah.
ChamplainValleyAuction.com is where you go. I am a music lover, thrill seeker, and burger aficionado.
Yes, you are.
And if you like burgers as much as I like burgers, you can get the Champlain Valley burger card for $30, and it includes how many, Rich? 12?
12.
You 12 burgers.
You spend $30, and you can get 12 burgers.
Wow.
Free.
Wow.
I mean, do the math, people. Come on.
That's like $3 a burger. $2.50 a burger.
Yeah.
Well done.
Look at that.
Yeah, and these aren't, you know, 99-cent cheeseburgers at the fast food joint.
No.
These are high-quality burgers.
$2.50
a burger.
Gourmet
burgers.
Yeah.
And it's at 12 places. You can get one at each place for $30 total. 12 burgers.
Yeah.
Pickled Perch, Shelburne Tap House. Spank Puppy. Woohoo.
Wow.
Aviation Deli over there by the airport.
Yes, I know that well.
The Burger Bar.
Yes.
We're a few hundred feet from that. Route 7 Liquor and Deli.
Yes, I know
Pick
that.
Pick up your liquor and a burger.
Yes, sir.
Rozzy's. Oh,
love
yeah.
that place.
You've never been in there.
Shut up.
Well, we all have.
Yeah.
But Arnie hasn't because
I've been there many a time.
He's not social.
I sat and drank beers with Brennan at Rozzy's.
Wow.
Haven't we all? Texas Roadhouse. And we know those burgers are good because we're going to have the intern bring in free ones every single day. Archie's Grill, Country Cartel.
I love Archie's, too.
Smitty's over in the New North End.
I've been there.
And Lunig's right in the middle of Church Street.
There you go.
All those places, $2.50 burgers, basically, if you do the math.
Wow.
So get the burger card, $30 at ChamplainValleyAuction.com, and they will sell out.
All right, tell everybody who you're going to have on the Champlain Valley game night, by the way.
If you are a collector and you have items, sports memorabilia, it doesn't even actually have to be sports memorabilia, but if you have autographed items, you have collectible items, tonight we're starting something on Champlain Valley game night, 6:25. Brandon Steiner from Collectible Exchange is going to be with us, and we'll take your texts and phone calls. If you want something appraised, want to know if something's worth something, you've got something where you think it might be valuable, but you don't know. Brandon can answer all those questions.
I would like something for my man cave, like just one or two pieces.
Yeah.
Something
well, I've
nice,
already ordered it.
Something classy.
Yeah, I get you.
But not too gaudy, you know what I'm saying?
I got you a big piece of Philadelphia Eagles Randall Cunningham wall art.
I'm going to pass on that one.
Sounds hideous.
You know what's so funny is I really don't want, I'm not really big in the collectibles, but if I was going to take like one jersey, it wouldn't be like an A-Rod jersey or anything like that because that's a Yankee. I don't know. I guess Lee Mazzilli would be nice for the Mets.
There you go.
Maybe put him on there. John Stearns, the old catcher. You know what I'm talking about? But other than that, you know, I guess maybe a Tom Seaver jersey. But nobody knows who the hell Tom Seaver is anymore. And he passed away a long time ago. So.
Oh, well, yeah. It was at least, what, 2 months ago?
Has it been 2 months?
You said a long time ago.
Yeah, I thought it was years.
Didn't he just die this summer?
September?
Fall, yes.
Yeah, okay, September. Okay. So it's a year. Relax yourself.
Are you having a stroke?
Thank way, you. Mookie Wilson signed jersey, something like that.
I don't want anything to do with Mookie Wilson.
Yeah.
No.
The text line is going nuts with the Muppet thing. Can I
catch up. Go ahead.
So the Muppet Show, Disney has slapped a warning on all the original episodes from 1987 to 1983 saying, you know, that there could be offensive content in the shows.
Absolutely.
In the Muppet Show.
In the Muppets?
Yes.
That's why I was never watching it.
Because it might offend
well,
you?
Well, I mean, I was a little disturbed by Miss Piggy's cleavage, too, but...
Finally! Wow. I've been waiting months for a good joke.
Oh, come on.
Mark this down. Write this one. Pull that...
There is nothing, nothing.
Lucy said Daryl Strawberry jersey, by the way.
That'd be a good one.
Nah. Maybe Doc Gooden, okay, but not...
about Red Sox Pat's logo urinal cakes for your man cave? That's very funny,
I
Alex.
I would love that.
I want a Nick Foles jersey.
What is wrong with you?
Because the guy won the Super Bowl for my team. I want a Nick Foles jersey.
I would want a Nick Foles jersey for Arizona. I don't know. I do want to. Maybe I'll get like a football jersey because the Dolphins have better names than anything the Mets might have.
I could probably work out a Jimmy Cephalo jersey for you.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Dolphins have the best uniforms in football.
Yeah, I would like to get a
the green ones. How about the aqua.
Dan Marino jersey signed and matted up there.
How many Super Bowls he win for you?
Wow. Don't ruin this for me.
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
Unbelievable. Oh, someone said, how about Mike Piazza or Larry Zonka?
Yeah.
Nobody knows who Zonk is, so if they came down there, people would go, who is this guy?
Who's this Kasanka?
Who's Kasanka? Is that coffee? No, that's not coffee.
Kasanka.
Well done. Piazza would be good, though. Piazza wouldn't be too bad to have hanging out
there.
And
I could have a Roger Clemens shirt that I would wear, and I'd throw a broken bat at him.
Mark Martin fire suit.
That's number one on my list.
Yeah.
Absolutely number one on my list. Arnie needs Deuce a Dan Staley. Marino autographed pair of Isotoner gloves. That wouldn't be bad.
OJ?
You know what? I wouldn't mind having an OJ jersey. I don't know.
No, I was talking about the OJ Isotoner gloves.
Oh, is that what it is?
It fit.
If they don't fit, you must have quit.
I brought my wife a Buffalo Bills helmet, throwback helmet for her birthday.
You bought your wife a Bills helmet for her birthday?
Yeah, old school Buffalo Bills helmet.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah, much
different. Your wife is cool.
Yeah, she's had a great life by me, no doubt about that. I think Lucy said she has a Lyle Alzado jersey signed. She has everything signed. What's up with that? Either she has it or she thinks I should get it. Maybe I should do something Vermont. Should I do like any Vermont? Remember when they auction off jerseys and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. The UVM Cats have got those great green and gold everything. Yeah.
Well, they had the military one, too. Remember that?
They've had all kinds of different alternative jerseys.
Yeah, so I get it. Yeah. I got to do something. I got to figure something out. Maybe I'll do hockey.
Those are the best uniforms, in my opinion.
I don't get any team in hockey. It doesn't make a difference.
I'll tell you.
Give me a Gordie Howe Whalers one or something.
You get that Avs-Nordiques mashup that they had for Tahoe. That was a beautiful uniform Saturday.
Yeah. I think you need that.
And the Bruins' yellow ones, the throwbacks, were cool.
My wife won't let me hang up two pictures. I have what do they call those things? Lithographs?
Lithograph, yeah.
I got them signed.
Mm-hmm.
I bought them and I got them in an auction. One of Arnold Palmer.
And
B. Arthur. No, Jack Nicklaus. And she goes, we're not hanging up golf pictures. You don't even like golf.
Man cave. It's not a woman cave. No, it's a man cave.
Yeah, but I
tell her that's not how it works.
Yeah, but she got a point. I don't want to waste my space with golf, though. You know?
I suppose if she's going to bring pianos down there on her back without you helping, then she should at least be able to control what goes on the wall.
You need a Ben Shungu Vermont Catamounts jersey.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what you need.
You better believe that.
Peter in Williston, when are you guys going to go over the Bengals mock draft? Thank you.
That is coming up at hour 4 today. So I think that's in the 8 o'clock hour, is that, or 7 o'clock hour?
8.
8 o'clock hour.
7.
7 o'clock. Actually, the 7 and 8 o'clock hour.
Speaking of jerseys, what's up with the Heat uniforms? Those things are wild. That captures the essence of what Miami is.
So what do you want people to do, TJ, at about 25 past the hour, at 6 o'clock hour? You want people to text in what they have if they want to get
it,
or if they want to get the value on some of the stuff they have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also,
and Brandon Steiner is an expert. He has collectibleexchange.com if you want to take a look at some of this. They've got great stuff over there,
I know. Boy, could I spend money at that place.
Also on CVGN tonight from 6 to 7, I'll be talking with Alex Abrami from the Free Press.
Look at you.
He has finally gotten, he and Austin can finally go out to ball games. And we'll find out who the best teams in the state right now after two full games are.
By the way, guess who's back on the road in his car?
Yes.
TJ, bravo.
The AMC Pacer is back.
Bravo.
The chick magnet rolls again.
You finally fixed your car, huh?
How many months were you driving the station
vehicle? A year and a half.
Great
advertising. It wasn't months. It was months. 7 weeks.
Yeah, months.
So that's not quite months.
It wasn't months. It was
months. A month plus.
Close to 7 months.
What were you waiting for? Yeah, he was waiting for it to warm up as he didn't know how to pop
the hood. You don't even want to know what a pain in the rear end it was.
Yeah, how long?
How long did it take?
7 weeks of winter.
Well, we were out there. There's a screw on the car that you have to unloosen from underneath it to get the the alternator to slide back so you can get the belt on.
I knew that.
The hell did he just
say? I have no idea.
And we were out there for 2.5 hours.
Oh, my goodness. What is this, Dumb and Dumber? What, are you serious? For something
actually,
takes 20 minutes?
The guy that came to help me out was out there for 2.5 hours. I was just kind of standing over top of him watching.
Oh, my goodness.
Sort of like Arnie when Beth brings things down the stairs.
I think I did that to my car. It took me 20 minutes.
And then I had
19 minutes was to finish my beer and then 1 minute to change it.
And then I had to come in and get a giant tent stake to put in and use as a pry bar.
What is he saying?
To get all the snow and ice. I mean, think about how much snow and ice had accumulated on that car. It's been sitting there.
You haven't even scraped the ice and snow off after every day? You were so lazy?
Well, that and the battery was shot because it sat for a month, 7 weeks and the battery bulged.
Just take the company car from now on. Just take
No, I want to drive my car.
The Pacer?
It's a Hyundai Accent.
Oh.
Hyundai I say
accent.
That like it's a Bugatti, you know. It's a Hyundai Accent hatchback.
How many miles do you have on that?
146,000.
Yeah, we did this. We have people that have like 300,000 on their car.
Yeah, that's radio. Nobody makes any
paid
money.
Paid $1,600 cash for it.
By the way, my fairly new car engine light came on this afternoon on the way to the station.
Well, you're not going on vacation now. Forget about that.
Well,
how many miles on your car?
50.
Oh, you got a brand new car.
Yes, I do. I put 50,000 on it in a year.
What is wrong with you?
True story.
My car, I've put 1,000 miles on. It's been 3 months.
It's actually been...
I'm going to do like 5,000 for the year.
It's been 16 months since I got that car. 50,000 miles.
I barely drive my car. I drive it like 6 miles a day.
That's all I do is
Monday
drive.
Through Friday. That's it.
Well, I drive an hour to and an hour home from work every day. So.
Well, you want to live in the boondocks.
It's where my house is.
Come move to Williston.
It's where my house is.
Come move to Williston.
Where my wife and my children are.
Put the wheels on it. Drive it up here.
Yeah.
Come on now.
My wife and children kind of have lives.
Jacques from Quebec loved this show.
It's Jacques.
Jacques.
What did I say?
Jacques.
Jacques from Quebec.
No. It's Jacques.
Jacques.
As in Jacques
and Jerry
Cousteau.
From Winnipeg. Are there any American listeners left to this show?
I don't think so. No,
every text is from Canada. Why are all of a sudden all of Canada listening to this show? And believe me, I'm thrilled about it. It's
went
great.
Up to Canada and couldn't come back home.
It has
they
something
the
to do with the WB and the Red Sand. I got no idea.
All of a sudden, everybody, the whole country is listening to us.
I'm dying to go up there just to get a matzo ball soup up in Montreal or something like that. Gosh.
I just want to know what the WB is.
It's Warner Brothers.
Jerry from Winnipeg wants to talk about Deion Sanders' fiasco and Vermont losing a hockey coach in Babcock to Canada. You heard about that,
right?
Yeah,
he went to University of Saskatchewan. I love it.
Well, he's been there before, right?
That's I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Yeah. I knew that. Shane said Barrie's like the fourth most populated place in the state, not the boondocks.
That's true.
Oh, I apologize. I didn't mean to call it the boondocks. Shame me.
That's real Vermont right there.
How many people live in Barrie?
About 9,500.
Like, I'm thinking about moving down there.
You should.
Maybe I'll be the mayor of Barrie.
You can, Thunder Road right there. Big racing fan you are.
It's got a Burger King, too.
It does.
How far is Barrie from here?
About 50 minutes.
You would know.
Besides the Burger King, what else they got down there?
Applebee's.
Oh, well, we got Applebee's up here.
Yeah, right off the interstate, actually.
Do they got Cheesecake Factory down in Barrie?
No.
Factory. No, I like Cheesecake Factory.
This is a Burger King, McDonald's, and Subway. And,
is that Pizza Hut still there on the Barrie Montpelier
Pizza
Road?
Pizza Hut's still there.
You got Pizza Hut?
It's the only one left in the state, I think.
Do you have Chick-fil-A down there in Barrie?
No.
Oh, well, what the hell? You got a supermarket in Barrie?
Three of them.
Well, you're big time.
And don't forget the strip club.
Yeah, Planet Rock.
You got a nudie club in Barrie?
I'm not sure if it's open anymore.
We just talked about this last week.
He doesn't know if it's open, he said.
Well, let's find out. We should do a show from there.
This is live from Planet Rock.
And now here's Crystal with her thoughts on the Buffalo Sabres.
This is Michelle from Georgia.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Michelle.
That's what the whole text says.
That's all he wants it to be. First time texter, you have to go with intern to be named later.
Oh, that's a good one.
It gives you time to give him the perfect name. That's Bob in Western Michigan.
That is a good one.
Western Michigan.
An intern to be named later. I like that.
Sam says, you guys must be speaking French for them to be listening. We have these two buttons that translate it over the radio. When we speak English, it translates it to French.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could hear us.
You've said some pretty ridiculous things. We also, that's right up there.
That'd be great if it would.
You know, we also want to sell you a bridge.
Could you imagine if we had to speak French, too?
We'd just be constantly counting to five and saying beer, poutine, and oui, fromage.
Oui, oui, Rich. Oui, oui.
And bonjour.
Oui, oui. Bonjour. Oui, oui. That's all I know. That's pretty much it. That's
I'm from Virgins. Are you allowed to give out the new intern's real name? Now people are starting to ask.
No, absolutely not. That's
going to be dramatic.
That's like KFC's 11 secret herbs and spices.
Just like it.
That's like the Big Mac secret sauce.
See, this
that's
is
like
why
new
I can't.
Coca-Cola. You can get no.
This yes. is why I can't go on a diet.
Why? Why?
Because you guys are always bringing up food.
Yeah. No, yeah, we can't give you the secret herbs and spices. We can't give you the secret sauce, Rich. We can't do that. You did that on the air once. I was very upset with you.
I did?
Yeah, you gave Intern 11 a hint to his name, and some people knew
it.
Oh,
well, it begins with an A.
No, don't do that. That you can't give away the secret.
Yeah, but what if he goes on to a huge career and a famous person? Everyone's going to know him.
If he goes on to a huge career.
And he's going to be called 11?
Yes, that means that's part of his charm.
It's the rock and roll show with 11.
That's part of his charm. What, you're going to have that stupid name that he was given when he came in here?
When you're playing rock and roll at, like, New York City, making $1 million a year.
His name was so bland when it became here, you keep forgetting it. Now people are going to know who Intern 11 stands out.
It is kind of bland.
A bland like a bologna sandwich with no mayo, no mustard, bread with the crust cut off.
Said two guys named Arnie and Rich.
Arnold and Richard.
You want to talk about bland names.
Mario from Winnipeg, I think Babcock is done coaching in the NHL. Vermont's Woodcroft would benefit from a short amount of time advisory role.
Yeah, he was basically an advisor in an advisory role with UVM, and now he's with the University of Saskatchewan. So,
Jervy says, Arnie, it's huge, not huge. Yeah, you know, you say it the way you want, Jeffrey. Tomato, tomato.
The two utes.
Yeah. I don't throw in my H in there. I don't throw that in there. Just kind of leave that off.
You wanted to know. Oh, I see. I see what Mike and George is doing. You wanted to know if someone local is listening thought I would throw my French name, which is Michel. I get it.
My teacher used to call me André in French class.
Why? I thought it was Flabio.
No, in French class. Because everybody had to have a French name. So instead of Arnold, it was André. André.
Is there no name in French for Arnold?
No, it's André, I guess.
But there has to be someone in Canada named Arnold.
I don't think so.
Arnold.
André. And she would call on me all the time.
I gotta look this up. French Arnold.
I'm like, I would just dread it. I dreaded the name André. And I go, stop calling on me. I don't know the answer. I've got a New York accent. I don't speak French, ma'am.
Didn't you hate teachers who would call randomly on people?
No, I hated teachers.
Absolutely couldn't stand it.
She came into the class and didn't speak any English from day one. I'm like, well, now you've lost me, lady. Now I don't want to be here, and now I'm not going to do any work because you've lost me.
I think it was the great documentary Talladega Nights and the great race driver Ricky Bobby who said, this is America. We speak American.
By the way, Arnold in French is Arnold.
Is that what it is?
I can't find any translation.
Yeah,
we got
name,
9
yeah.
billion Canadians listening. What's Arnold in French?
Yeah, there's no Arnold.
Arnold.
Arnold, something like that. There you go. Says we went to a camp with a French kid named Arnaud, and he hated it when we called him Arnie. How funny is that?
Arnaud.
How funny is that? All right, 802-655-6672. I know you want to get into some Vermont basketball. What happened on Friday? We'll touch on that a little bit. We got to get into the Celtics. We got the scraps coming up. Last story standing. You're in the huddle. 1-1 point through the game.
The show is great when the mic is on, but how about when the camera is on too? Find out because you can watch the show each day streaming online at twitch.tv/1013thegame.
All right, good evening, everyone. You're in the huddle. What a 1.3 the game. Moving along on this Monday. Well, we're getting a lot of negativity about Vermont basketball. What the heck?
Oh, it's just the same person.
Oh, is it? So it's just one person?
I think there's one guy who's
was a
mad
couple
about
of them,
something.
It seemed like that. Well, they lost the game on
yeah, they've only won
Friday,
what, nine
right?
in a row or something leading up to that game.
I'm trying to think the day. So it was
seven
Thursday,
in a row, whatever.
Thursday and Friday were the games. So the
right.
second game was on Friday. They lost that one.
Right. They didn't.
It wasn't a good effort.
No, it was. Well, it wasn't. They just couldn't hit shots. That's all it was, because neither could UMBC. I mean, UMBC went 19 for 51 yeah. from the field. Vermont went 18 for 52.
66-55, the final. UMBC wins it. They get the number one seed, even though they'll finish both tied for the America East Conference title.
Yep.
UMBC will get the number one seed if those two teams meet in the America East Championship, I guess.
Yes, and I'm trying to find the schedule, but it's going to be next week, this coming weekend. Then they're going to play the games at third-seeded UNH and fourth-seeded Hartford, because they were the highest remaining seeds that didn't get byes.
And fifth and sixth seeds.
Yeah, although UNH yeah. actually gets a bye to the quarterfinals.
Oh,
UVM and
oh,
UMBC
I see. I
get gotcha. A bye to the semifinals.
Yeah, because they don't do that like that's not like that in the past tournaments we've had here in the America.
Oh, definitely not. It's a nice break. And I'm so UVM ended up getting the two seed, which won't mean a thing unless they play UMBC in the championship, which means they have to go back to Baltimore to play that championship game. So basically what's happening is Saturday, the game at New Hampshire will, interestingly, not involve New Hampshire, because they get a bye. Six-seeded UMass Lowell against number seven Stony Brook. Boy, how the mighty have fallen. Stony Brook with a seven seed. And then the games at the University of Hartford on Saturday, and that's this coming Saturday, are the 4-9 matchup, which is Hartford and Binghamton, and the 5-8, which is Albany and NJIT. And then the next day at New Hampshire, UNH, which is the 3 seed, will play the winner of Lowell and Stony Brook.
I have the 2-19. What day was the 19th?
Friday.
Yeah. I got this. Okay, so this was before. I got the updated bracketology, but this was updated on the 19th at 8 a.m. Eastern. So this was before the Friday loss to UMBC, is that what it was?
That's correct.
Vermont was the 15th seed playing Villanova in the first round.
Oh, God.
That'd be fun.
I'm sure it would. It's a big name.
Someone texted in earlier, said they're a 16 seed now in the play-in game.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they didn't win the America. I mean, they did. They were co-champions.
But is the conference so down that the winner of the America East is automatically the number 16 seed? There's a lot of crappy conferences out there.
It's happened before. UVM made the play-in game. Who did they play? It was like 7 or 8 years ago, and they won the game. One of their two March Madness wins in the program history. But I think they got beaten in the tournament by that. They were the regular season champs and then lost in the tournament.
You know, one of us smart hosts said that they should join a new conference. Oh, wait, that was me. When you're winning the conference and you're going to be a 16 seed, you've got problems. You've got to go to a new conference, my friend. You have to get the hell out of this.
Well, we'll see how it pans out.
Come on, Rich. If you're at the game Friday, you can tell that Vermont team is in trouble. Or if you saw the game on Friday. I know. I thought
they've
well,
lost
if
one game in the last month
the game
and
on,
a half.
If you saw the game on Thursday, they look pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Someone just wants to know, who's driving the 101.3 van? I just passed it on the interstate. It's none of you guys.
That's a good
That's a good observation.
That's an excellent observation.
Who's driving it?
I would imagine John.
Without my permission?
I would imagine so.
Is he going home early? It's only
maybe.
Quarter to 20 to 6. See, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, maybe.
Busted!
John, the boss, turned 30 over the weekend.
Busted! 30?
Yeah, he's getting up there.
Wow.
Do you know what I would give to be 30 years old?
I'd cut off a couple fingers.
I would give pretty much any body part. Yep.
I would do that.
Pretty much.
So why is he driving the 101 car? Why couldn't he take like the star car?
I don't know.
The triple X car?
He likes the 101.3 car.
Well, I don't know if I like having the 101.3 car used
it's
that much.
It's free publicity. What's wrong with that?
It should be just us driving the 101 car. That's like me driving the star car. That doesn't make sense. I don't like that. Mark says UVM beat Lamar in the
play-in. That's
what
it was. Lamar. Thank you, Mark.
That was down in Houston, Texas, right, Lamar?
Yes, I think that is
Beaumont,
in Houston.
Beaumont, Texas. Excuse me, Beaumont,
somewhere in
Texas.
It's a young guy with a beard. Is that John?
Yep.
Or it could be Jesse.
No, it's John.
What conference would they go in your infinite wisdom?
Yes, he's been talking about this for 6 years.
I'd go to a better conference that could get me more money. Let's go ahead and start there, my friends. And matter of fact, we've talked about this before. They'd be a pretty good fit for a couple conferences. I wanted to put them in the ACC, which you're not that tough anymore in the ACC. Put them in the – what's wrong with putting them in the Atlantic 10? Which say Bonaventure.
And yeah, I agree.
UMass.
That makes sense.
Dayton, St. Louis, George Mason, Duquesne.
Yep. Geographically, it's not great. But neither is UMBC and Binghamton and all these halls that UVM has to make now.
No, Rich, I've told you this before, that UVM was going to have to find a way to get money. There was an article today I saw about them very upset about cutting those programs. And, you know, they said they don't know how they're going to save more money. Well, it's not about saving money. It's how to generate more money. And I've always said more majors, more kids. That's what you're going to have to do to get more money into this school. It's horrible.
Luke Skywalker did the same thing. You know, like he could have stayed on Uncle Anakin's farm, but he had to grow and he joined the Rebel Alliance.
Do you know what he's talking about, Rich?
Hell no.
Okay, good. So, you know, I'm not the only one.
That's a movie, right?
Yeah.
I've never seen 1 second of Star Wars.
Oh, stop it!
Not any of the 17 episodes or whatever it is.
There's something wrong with you when you've not done that.
See,
I am your father.
He could have spent the entire summer going around in that car shooting swamp rats, but he didn't. He ended up in an X-Wing fighter. Things had to grow.
Who did? Luke?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What is Dougie saying? Is he doing all my mistakes? I think he's just repeating me. And Eric in Montreal is so glad I found the huddle. Since Mike and the Mad Dog came off years ago, I never had a fun show to listen to. Thanks for, I lost it. Thanks
for bringing it.
Oh, bringing it. Canada something review. Canada. Gave you guys a great review.
Oh, somebody like to, gave us a review?
Like BSN review gave you guys a great review.
Would that be TSN?
No.
They would never give us a review.
No.
They're a big time company.
I'd have to read that. I want to read what the review is.
Jeff says, what about the Patriot League? I agree. Isn't the Patriot League more of an Ivy League kind of thing? Those are really, really smaller, good schools, Bucknell and places like that.
Wouldn't be bad, but again, you're falling into the same problem there, where it's a one-bid league. You kind of want to go to a league that is going to give you more than one bid. I mean, the Patriots, not bad. Good teams, Lafayette, Bucknell.
Right.
Lehigh.
Great schools.
Colgate.
Yep.
Army. Boston University went there from the American East. But again, it's only a one-bid school, but it's good. Geographically, wouldn't be a bad matchup there.
No matter where you go, Burlington geographically isn't going to match up in a lot of ways. But that's, so what? You see some of these West Coast teams in Eastern leagues, and you wonder what the deal is. UVM to the Big East.
Yeah, someone said UVM should be in Conference USA.
Now, who's in that? I'll look.
They have like... Dayton, I believe, and schools like that in the Conference USA. And that's not a bad one either. I've talked about Conference USA before. Geographically, not bad at all.
But geographically, not bad. Western Kentucky.
Well, they have Old Dominion.
Old Dominion is nowhere. That's a
North Carolina, they got Charlotte, Florida schools, some Tennessee schools.
There's absolutely nothing even remotely close to Florida, to Vermont in this league.
Well, you have some up in... in North Carolina, or down in North Carolina, that's not too bad. But again, you can go to the other ones. It's better.
That's a long bus ride.
You could be better than the other ones. There's no doubt about that. The Colonial, what about that one? Might want to do that. So they could certainly go to another conference, and it'd be more than just one bid. All right, 802-655-6672, if you want to go ahead and jump on in. I'll tell you what, let's get to the scraps and last story standing as we finish out the show. You're in the huddle. What do we point to the game?
The car, the app, the online stream, and on your smart speaker. We're everywhere with the best sports talk in the Champlain Valley. It's the huddle on 101.3 The Game.
All right, a couple things on the scraps.
By the way, did we just play a commercial called Poop Fix?
Yes, yes.
That's a real thing?
That's a real thing. That's not a TJ commercial. That's a real thing.
Poop Fix?
Yeah.
If there's something wrong with it, you want to fix it, don't you?
Okay.
Not everybody's as regular as you, Rich.
That's for sure.
somebody text in about it.
There's a phrase I never thought I'd hear. Rich, you're so regular.
Great point, Arnie, on generating more money for UVM, even if they struggle to attract better players, more fans, etc.
More one and dones.
Wow.
Well, right?
Monday Night Football may not be on ESPN anymore. Do you see the money that they're asking for? This is insane.
It's ungodly.
What is it now? Like $1.9 billion they're paying for it on ESPN?
It's double.
They want it double. They want it to be about $4 billion for them. No, I'm serious. Almost $3.8 billion for the rights to air games on ESPN for the Monday Night Football game.
How is Monday Night Football doing? You're the ratings guy.
The Thursday games on Fox were doing great in the ratings because they made them divisional games and gave Fox more leeway to decide which games they want to air.
So Thursday no longer requires I think they still require every team has to play once.
But it's a lot more appeasing to the eye.
It used to be the Thursday night game was the garbage game.
Exactly.
We got Jacksonville and Arizona coming up tonight.
By the way, like the WWE negotiated with Fox. Fox has to pay almost $300 million per year. For what is it, Raw? Is that what Fox got?
Yeah, Monday Night Raw.
$300 million per year.
For a bunch of fat guys in their underwear.
Unbelievable. Mike Tomlin has COVID.
Oh.
So wish him the best out there. Tiger may or may not be at the Masters. How about that?
Oh,
how about
come on. If there's one he has to be at, it's that,
He's
right?
got a bad back.
I know.
He's got a bad back.
Seems like it never goes away.
You can relate, right? I mean.
Absolutely.
From all your supervisors.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Your wife carries your $350 video game down.
She better not scratch the walls. She'll have to repaint those things. All right, though, let's get to last stories today. Let's go ahead and do that.
Wacky or insightful? We've saved the best for last. It's time for Last Story Standing on The Huddle on 101.3 The Game.
All right, we actually have a lot of them, so I want to start with this. Remember Silent of the Lambs? Remember that movie?
Silence of the Lambs.
Yes.
It was a great movie.
They are turning the house into a mini hotel, and you could book your overnight stay there.
Cool. Where was that?
Indiana? Puts the lotion in the bucket or it gets the hose.
Yeah.
You tell us where it is, TJ. They said Western Pennsylvania.
I think. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it was in Indiana. At least they said in the movie it was Indiana.
No,
there's a couple of them. I think there's a couple of them.
The physical house, the outdoor exteriors.
Yes.
Okay. Was in Western Pennsylvania.
Okay.
The interiors were shot on a soundstage, so you know. If you think you're actually staying there, you're not.
A terrifying scene in that house.
Rich, do you want another job?
Because I only have four. What'd you have in mind?
This is a job just for one day.
All right.
Jameson, you've heard of Jameson?
Oh, there's no way.
They will pay you $50 to take the day off and go drink on St. Patrick's Day.
Mm. Oh.
Obviously, to drink Jameson, though.
Right. That's the catch. How many do I have to have? If I have three of them, I'll be passed out.
100. No, I don't know. I don't think there's a number that you have to put on it. $50 to cover the cost of their St. Patrick's Day festivities.
$50.
I need a little bit more than $50, sir. I'm sorry.
Really? If you get free shots.
I mean, come on now. I need more than $50. Rich, you like cornflakes?
Not at all.
Oh, good for you.
No, it's got to be covered in sugar and chocolate and stuff like that.
Well,
all the unhealthy stuff.
TJ had a box of cornflakes this morning.
Nice.
He didn't feel so well after the cornflakes.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should get poop fix.
Well, I wonder if he had one of these cornflakes. They found 44 pounds of cocaine instead of sugar. It was on the cereal.
Oh, man.
44 pounds.
Cocaine flakes.
44 pounds.
That's
some serious frosted flakes there, Tony.
They're great.
Yeah, Tony. Gosh. Says officers opened up one of the cereal boxes, found white powder inside.
It wasn't sugar.
This is like very sugary.
They're great.
Along with the flakes that were coated with a gravy-ish substance. Can you imagine if you eat that, if that made it to like the shelves on stores?
I'd be a little paranoid.
Yeah, you think?
The flakes and powder later tested positive for cocaine.
Wow.
44 pounds of it. They said the street value was only $2,800,000. You would think more
than
that.
That's an expensive bowl of cornflakes.
No, you would think it would be a lot more than that. That's not that much. $2,800,000. And one other story. A passenger on the United Airlines flight started to drink a little much, got unruly, and because he got unruly, he ordered more alcoholic beverages. He was denied. He began swearing loudly.
Shocker.
He striked a flight attendant in the face. Attempted to take the crew member to the floor of the aircraft. You've done this before, haven't you?
Yeah, right.
Is this autobiographical?
I'm a very calm drunk.
At one point, he yelled, "I'm going to kill you."
That's great.
Well, the FBI fined him now $65,000 for that.
Wow.
It's an expensive.
65 grand?
I would have fined him 650 grand.
Wow. Expensive bender.
Unbelievable. Pull that crap. We never got to the Cam Newton and the kid arguing.
We only teased
we'll have to
it
do
for...
that tomorrow.
That was insane.
Yeah, that kid needs a
yeah, don't say it.
A conversation. Yeah, that's all I'm allowed to say.
Yeah, exactly.
They should talk with him in a nice, calm way.
I think you should give him a timeout. Gotta give him a timeout so he learns the errors of his way. All right, once again, TJ, what is coming up on Champagne Valley Game Night tonight?
Tonight, we are going to kick off a new feature called the Collector's Corner, and we have got a master appraiser.
Yes.
A guy from the Collectible Exchange, Brandon Steiner, is going to be with us. So if you have collectibles that you think might be worth money, you don't know what they're worth, you want to know what they're worth, Brandon's going to be along with us at 6:25 tonight to talk about that.
And it's live, so get on the text line.
Yep.
So they could do instant reaction to you guys.
And also have my Monday conversation with the boys over at the Burlington Free Press this week. It'll be Alex Abrami, who's been going out to a lot of high school basketball and hockey. They're finally back, and we'll also talk some UVM hoops, who had kind of a roller coaster weekend down in Baltimore.
All right, quick show. Monday in the books already. Champlain Valley Game Night coming up next. You're in the huddle. 101 point of the game.